You may have watched yesterday the horse National Treasure win the 148th running of the Preakness Stakes at Pimlico. The Kentucky Derby has been called the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. I have to admit, the only thing appealing to me in this is the mint juleps. But I know it's a very popular tradition here in this area, in Baltimore especially. The Preakness is a mighty display of horse power. But one of the things we've seen in the last month or so around all of these horse races is also a sad narrative. Isn't it profoundly sad, even inhuman, to hear of such majestic creatures who get euthanized on the track from a broken leg, which happened just hours before the Preakness running, all in pursuit of the title of the Triple Crown? But is the way that you and I go about our lives, at least at times, all that different? Our lives capable of such beauty and ecstasy, also so fragile and fleeting. We might feel like we're in a high-stakes race to get ahead, where only one small misstep or tragedy seems just around the bend from us. Like the 11 disciples at the end of the Gospel of Matthew, who had only recently received the incredible, ecstatic witness of the women at the empty tomb. Their faith is poised on the edge of worship, but also doubt. We hear that they worshiped, but they also doubted. They've come this far, been energized by Jesus, full of his power, but they're not sure what lies up ahead around the bend for their lives. In the mystery of the Ascension, as we encounter in all three of our readings this Sunday, is raised the very important question of power. The word power occurs. It's one thing that God has and God gives to his disciples. Every human being, regardless of age or sex or color or career, is influenced and exercises power of some kind, whether that's physical or emotional or economic or intellectual or spiritual. But what is power? What is this power that Jesus gives his disciples? What is its purpose? The mystery of the Ascension is a really important revelation of God for a world, you and I, that don't often know what to do with power, both as individuals or institutions. Specifically, the Ascension celebrates the exaltation, the raising up and enthronement of Jesus as Lord at the Father's right hand of power in heaven. And it's a power that is poured out upon the disciples so that they may carry on the work of God in every time and place. The Ascension then reveals the source and the purpose of all true power. He heard, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." Often our image or maybe experience of power is that of a few powerful people behind walls or inside a heavily guarded compound. Maybe our image is that of the Pentagon or the Kremlin or something like that. Power, but full of secrecy. But the Ascension of Jesus is the complete opposite from that image of power. In fact, it's not about being hidden, but the great affirmation of the accessibility of God. At the Ascension, Jesus is making the power of God accessible to all who believe and love him. From his place in heaven, Jesus is not far off, either in place, location, or far off in history. It means that Jesus is here with us now in his Holy Spirit. He's simultaneously present to every inch of the earth in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And so when Jesus goes back to the Father, he's doing so so that he can be present with us forever. You might say the Holy Spirit is God's horsepower. Lets us do his work over time in our lives. The Holy Spirit is the personal presence of Jesus living within us, leading us, protecting us, making us capable of doing his work. Jesus orients all authentic power towards worship and witness as the source and the end of what we're to do with our lives. We know all too well that power can serve a good or a bad purpose. It can be put to holy or evil uses. In the Ascension, Jesus tells his disciples that the power of the Holy Spirit has this very specific purpose. He tells them in Acts, "It's not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you to be my witnesses in Jerusalem and to the ends of the earth." And so power, the Holy Spirit, exists for the sole purpose of worship and witness of the living and the just God. God entrusts his believers with the power of his Spirit for this purpose, to bless, restore all of God's creation in his name. And we do this in our very ordinary relationships. We can ask ourselves, do I use my own body or emotions or words to dominate or manipulate at times, or to protect and nurture the good relationships that we have? What or who do I treat as stepping stones, expendable collateral, as long as I get ahead where I want to go? There's a beautiful phrase from the theologian Karl Barth, and he says that the ascension of Jesus shows that God is victoriously opposed to power in itself. Victoriously opposed to power in itself. It's always to be put for a good purpose. There's a Catholic theologian named Romano Guardini who, in another beautiful phrase, described how the whole existence of Jesus is a translation of power into humility. The whole existence of Jesus is a translation of power into humility. And so, the Church bears faithful witness to God by translating whatever authority she has into the works of faith and hope and love, justice, peace, and reconciliation. That's the measure of the influence that we have in our lives. God's purpose for all power, which is to give and to receive love, makes us all vulnerable, the capacity to be wounded, as he was for us. And so this very awareness of human vulnerability, its fragileness at times, must always be the starting point for how we think about power in the world. What if we started our idea of whatever influence that we or the Church has in the world, starting with vulnerability? Because all power serves the vulnerable, and there's a vulnerability in all of us that often gets exploited by those with power in our world. And so it's the cross of Jesus and the Ascension which frames everything we know about our influence and power that we exercise with or even over others at times. In the cross and Ascension, Jesus gives us everything we need to know about what true power looks like in the kingdom of God. Because in the kingdom of God, the one who gets to wear the crown, the one who gets to stand on the pedestal beside God, is not the one who's acquired the most titles or influence, but the ones who bear the marks of vulnerable love and witness to the truth. This is the only road to the true triple crown, that of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.